Kathy Jordan is president of Florida Cannabis Action Network. Jordan has ALS, better known as Lou Gehrig's disease, and understands firsthand the medical benefits of cannabis. She wants to legalize the medical use of marijuana because it's an easier goal than complete legalization.
I really went for medical because I did not think that Florida would go for legalization. But it is then that we actually worked in Tallahassee. We had four diehard Republicans tell us to go around the doctors and go for just strictly legalization, not to go for medical. Now, four Republicans told me to go for a total legalization, and one morning, I mean, one's a fluke, but four.
The reality is that cannabis is still illegal in Florida. Someone familiar with this fact is Donnie Clark. He was arrested in the 1980s for growing a notorious strain of marijuana in Florida called Myakka Gold. President Clinton commuted Clark's life sentence on his last day in office. Clark says the government crackdown on marijuana growers is unjust and unfair.
You really get pissed off on account of the government and the pharmaceuticals and the government. Pharmaceuticals paid the government off, and I don't think the government's ever going to legalize it. It's going to go just like we do now, state by state, because they're paid off. I mean, if somebody give you $1 million, don't vote for marijuana coming in here. You ain't going to do it, and that's exactly what they're doing. They're not recognizing the medical part of it. You know, there's no medical part of it. It's all about money, like everything else in this country.
A person who would benefit from an easing of marijuana laws in Florida is Ryan Roman. He's been battling spinal and brain cancer for 8 years. He's also a member of the Florida Cannabis Action Network and relies on synthetic cannabis.
I'm prescribed the synthetic Marinol, which is kind of a joke because a person who has cancer like myself, that's not necessarily what I need. Yes, it helps with the nauseousness and it helps with stuff like that, but I need the other part that's in the plant. I need the CBDs. I need the not THC. You know, I need the whole plant. That's what helps me.
The Department of Veteran Affairs has given U.S. veterans access to medical marijuana, but only in states where it's already legal. In a phone interview, Al Byrne, a war veteran and co-founder of MedicalCannabis.com, says there are two main reasons Florida should have access to medical marijuana.
Cannabis is wonderful for old age problems, pain, arthritis, rheumatism, all that kind of stuff. It's great for Crohn's disease. It's great for dementia. It halts the progression of Alzheimer's. It kills cancer cells. Now, I know this all sounds kind of like, wow, these guys are still going off on this unbelievable stuff. But it is true that all these things are affected by cannabis because of the endocannabinoid system. The other reason we're very interested in Florida is because the co-founders of Patients Out of Time, that would be me and my wife, Mary Lynn Mathry, are both veterans. We have a number of veterans on our boards, and we are very interested in veteran issues.
Robert Jordan, also a U.S. war veteran and Florida Cannabis Action Network member, sees the legalization of medical marijuana preventing the rate of military suicides caused by PTSD.
They're finding in states where it's legal, the veterans can use it without repercussions from the VA. In states where it's not legal, like here in Florida, if I use it and I go to get medical service from the VA, they'll turn me down. So, therefore, we're being discriminated against. But they're finding out that the states where it's legal, the suicide rate is down between 5 and 12%.
Although the Kathy Jordan Medical Cannabis Act stalled in the Florida legislature without getting a hearing, advocates still remain hopeful. John Morgan, a prominent Florida trial lawyer with the firm Morgan & Morgan, has pledged to politically and financially promote Florida medical marijuana initiatives. For WMNF News, I'm Samuel Johnson in Tampa.